Hey babe, you're home? Sit down. Come take a load off, as they say. Actually, I don't think anyone has said that since 1985. Seriously though, you should lay down. I really could use some cuddles, actually. There we go, right here. Tell me, my dear, what's on your mind? I'm just kidding. How was my day? Oh well, I went to the office. Showed the boss my project and he wasn't really impressed. So what can you do? What did I do? I flashed my garters at him. No, not really. I don't wear garters. You know I don't wear panties to work. I'm taking the piss. Just ignore me. You know, it got me thinking. It'd be quite interesting if we worked together in the same office, don't you think? No, I don't really get to see you very often in your suit, and I, you know how much I really fancy you when you dress like that. It's just so unbelievably sexy. Come here. You know, I think maybe we should be grateful that we don't work together. I've got some mates here who they can barely stand being in the same room as their significant other because they spend all day with them and then they come home and they have to see them again at night and they go to bed with them and they don't even want to have sex at the end of the day because they see each other so much. So maybe really, maybe we should be grateful, you know. So, I'm grateful for you. I am. Come here and give me some cuddles. My handsome, handsome lad. Yes, you can rest your head on my tits, of course. That's what they're there for. Cars. Just snuggle right up to them. Feels really good. It just feels safe, doesn't it? Makes me feel loved, and I hope it makes you feel loved because you really are. I do love you. I love you. I love running my fingers through your hair. I love the way your hair is always a little bit messy and tousled and never quite the way it's supposed to be. It's just really endearing. It's one of many things I love about you. Shush. Listen to me breathing and just breathe along with me and relax and breathe out all the stress and just, you know, there's something that has to be said about simply enjoying each other's companionship. You know, because when you found a partner who you can just sit there and not say anything and just be quiet and not feel uncomfortable, you know, that you found someone worth keeping. And that's you. Absolutely. Told you. We're made for each other. We really are. Sorry about that. That's right, just snuggle up and relax. If you move too much, I might sing to you. I wouldn't think you'd like that.
Oh, I will. Thanks for the times that you've given me. Memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of a rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you're once.
That would be the cat. She's such a sneaky little devil, isn't she? She's knocking down soda bottles. This is real life, folks.
And I love you. Yes, you're once, twice, three times a lady. And I love you. I love you. We are together, the moments I cherish, every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you, there's nothing to keep us apart. You once, twice, eight times a lady, and I love you, and I love you.
Thank you for working so hard for us, sweetheart. And the cat thanks you as well. She may not show it, but she means it. That wee little bitch.